I'm not pulling out of my driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for another Drive to Work, coronavirus edition. Okay, guys, welcome. So today, we're talking all about angels. So I'm going to start from the very beginning and just share a lot of stories about angels along the way. Okay, so the very first angel shows up, in fact, in an alpha, which was Sarah Angel. That's the very first angel. I think Richard was like the idea of a battle angel. In fact, the reason it's called Sarah Angel is the Sarah comes from serrated, like a sword. Like a serrated means something that's got rough edges to it so it can cut. But anyway, I think Richard just liked the idea of this battle angel. As people know, angels become the white iconic. But as you'll see, it took a little while actually before just angels being a regular white thing was a normal thing. It's funny as I look back, I think of angels being a thing from the magic's beginning because of Sarah Angel, but it is actually not. So I'm going to walk through that a little bit. Anyway, Sarah Angel, so when Alpha first got printed, vigilance wasn't yet a thing. I mean, it wasn't a keyword. And for the longest time, we just called it the Sarah ability because that's what Sarah Angel did. So, but Sarah Angel out of the gate was a very popular card. Part of it was pretty strong. One of the things about early magic is the power level of creatures was actually pretty low. The power level of spells was high, but the power level of creatures was a lot lower. In fact, there's not a lot of creatures. In fact, I don't even know if there is a creature in Alpha that for power level reasons can't be reprinted. I mean, there's restricted lists and other reasons why it can't be, but like from a power level standpoint, I'm not sure. I mean, anyway, it was one of the more powerful creatures in Alpha. In fact, so the very first sort of made deck called The Deck by Brian Weissman actually made use of Sarah Angel because I think it had stasis in it and it locked down things. But Sarah Angel had vigilance, so it didn't tap. And so that ended up, I don't think there weren't a lot of Sarah Angels in that deck, one or two. But anyway, Sarah Angel, Alpha comes out, Sarah Angel, instant hit. People love Sarah Angel. Sarah Angel was beloved from the very beginning. So interesting, the next angel does not show up for a year. So it does not show up until Legends in the summer of, so the game comes out in 1993. It's not till a year later. So the game comes out, it's a big hit. And then we start making expansions. So Arabian Nights is the first expansion, Antiquities is the second expansion, Legends is the third expansion. So it's not until the third expansion of Magic that a second angel is made. And even then, that angel, there's two quote-unquote angels in the set, one of which wasn't an angel at the time, and one of which was. So let's walk through those. So Fallen Angel, so real quickly, Sarah Angel was 3WW, 4/4, flying vigilance. Vigilance was written out in Alpha, but it had Vigilance. Fallen Angel is 3BBB, 3/3, flying. Sacrifice a creature to give Fallen Angel +2/+1 till end of turn. So the second angel ever made was a black angel, playing into the trope of a fallen angel. One of the funny things about the card is, on the art, you literally can see the scar where the wings have been ripped off the fallen angel. Yet it can fly. Which was a little on the confusing side point. I think the idea of angels flying was pretty important. It's why it flew. But it's interesting to point out that, like, the second angel ever is not even a white angel. Like, angel comes out, two other sets go by, no angel. Finally, the third set has an angel. It's not even a white angel. So the idea of it being white's iconic sort of creature happens, and as you'll see, we'll get there. But it doesn't happen right away. The other quote-unquote angel in Legends was Gabriel Angelfire. 3WW, green/green for 4/4. During your upkeep, Gabriel gains one of the following abilities until your next upkeep. Flying, first strike, trample, or rampage. Now, it has angel in his name. He had wings in his art. But it was just summon legend. Because back then, you only could have one creature type. And legend was a creature type, not a super type. So we would later come back and say that it's an angel, but it wasn't even creature type angel at the time. I mean, it had angel in his name. Clearly, it was flavored angel-ish. Okay, but the second white angel, so a fine trivia question, is Sarah Angel's the first white angel. What was the second white angel? And what was the gap of time between the first white angel? I mean, Gabriel Angelfire later got errated to be an angel. It's part white, but I mean, as far as mono white. What is the second ever mono white angel? And the answer is Seraph, which shows up in Ice Age. So it costs 6 and a white for a 4/4 flying creature. At the end of a turn in which any creature is damaged by Seraph and put into the graveyard, put that creature directly into play under your control as though it were just summoned. If you lose control of Seraph or if Seraph leaves play, bury the creature. So once again, this is a weird card. A, in that white doesn't really steal things, although I guess you could argue it's reanimating things, sort of. But anyway, this was a weird creature. It was expensive, but it was an angel. It flew. But anyway, it's interesting to note that this is where you can start seeing Seraph is where we make an angel in Ice Age, and then we get to Alliances. So after Ice Age was Homelands, but after Homelands was Alliances. So Alliances had a sustaining spirit that was Summon Guardian. So it wasn't even technically, once again, an angel creature type, although we later made it an angel. So it's not until we get to Mirage. But Ice Age has an angel. Like, there's a white angel in Ice Age. I think that came from Seraph Angel was just very popular. People liked Seraph Angel. So I think Seraph was, okay, people like Seraph Angel, let's make our own white angel. Like I said, Sustaining Spirit, well, not an angel in creature type at the time, was at least in flavors. I mean, it's got wings and stuff. So then we get to Mirage, Malice Spirit. It's another angel, summon angel, but back when creature type said summon. So it was a three white-white for a 3/3 flying creature with protection from black. So the interesting thing is, from very early on, you'll notice that Seraph Angel, Fawn Angel, Gabriel Angel Fire, Seraph, Malice Spirit, all these fly. We established very early on that, well, what's unique about an angel? Angels fly, right? So pretty much, with a few exceptions, like Sustaining Spirit actually doesn't fly, although once again, it wasn't even keyworded as an angel. It wasn't even creature typed as an angel at the time. So angels kind of flow. And then the other thing was, we kind of got into this thing where, barring Gabriel Angelfire, that where angels just started being female. I think Richard had really liked the imagery, and it just sort of played, in the Bible, I think actually the angels are all male, but it was sort of our take on angels, sort of this battle, you know, battle warrior, female battle warrior angel. So for a long, long time, like I said, with a few rare exceptions, and later on we'll get to some angels that are actually male, but for a long time our angels were female, solely female. So we make Malice Spirit in... Oh, the other thing you'll notice, by the way, is they definitely have some sense of aggression and protection. As you start making the angels, you'll see that angels kind of... They're battle angels, so they fight. And also, you're starting to see that they have some protection abilities, like protection from black. So Malice Spirit is a Mirage, and then Visions has Archangel, which is 5 white-white flying, 5/5, and it doesn't tap to attacks in Vigilance. So that just sort of a bigger Seraph Angel. So now you can start to see, this is where we're starting to say, oh, a white angel is a thing. Ice Age has a white angel. Mirage has a white angel. Visions has a white angel. Tempest coming up will have a white angel. I'll get to that in a second. But we're starting to see, like, okay, it took a couple years. Angel became white's iconic pretty fast. But it actually is funny when you go back and look at it. It really takes 2 years before, like, the second mono-white angel even appears. So it took a little bit of time. I mean, Seraph Angel was very, very popular. It saw a lot of play. And you clearly could see its influence in stuff that's coming. But it did take a little while to form. So in Vision also has Guiding Spirit, 1 white-blue, 1/2 flying. Tap the top card of target player's graveyard is a creature card. Put that card on top of that player's library. There's a little bit of flavor of reanimation going on with angels. Over time, early Magic, black and white both did straight reanimation. And with time, we started having white do more small reanimation. It occasionally can reanimate bigger things. But most of the time now, black reanimates anything and white reanimates smaller things. Then in Portal, we see Starlit Angel, 3 white-white, 3/4 flying creature. Okay, then we get to Tempest. So Tempest has Avenging Angel. So Avenging Angel is 3 white-white, 3/3 flying. If Avenging Angel is put into any graveyard from play, you may put Avenging Angel on top of its owner's library. Okay, so there's an angel that is a battle angel that also kind of protects itself. There's Angelic Protector in Tempest. If Angelic Flying, 3W, 2/2 flying, if Angelic Protector is a target of a spell or ability, it gets +3/+0 end of turn. So it kind of protects itself, especially from red direct damage spells. And then we get Selenia Dark Angel. So Selenia, 3 white-black, 3/3. So at the time, it was Summon Legend, because creature types weren't one creature type, and Legend was still a creature type. But in her text, it said flying. Selena Dark Angel counts as an angel, so that's how we made her an angel back then. And then pay 2 life, return Selena to its owner's hand. So Selenia is from the Weatherlight Saga. So what happened was, when Michael Ryan and I were trying to make the cast of characters, we had a list of things we wanted to do. And one of the things we wanted to do was make an angel that was a character, but it didn't end up making sense on the boat. So we ended up in the character of Krovax. One of the storylines was he had this angel that was part of a cursed item, and that he could summon the angel and the angel would serve him. And he fell in love with the angel. And then he let the angel go. And as soon as he let the angel go, she left. She fled. And part of the reason that he goes on the journey is he wants to find Selenia. Because part of the curse is it sort of makes him obsessed with Selenia. And in fact, Selenia will be the cause that curses him, where the curse is finalized, and Krovax becomes a vampire. But anyway, we wanted to make Selenia. We liked the idea that she was an angel, so we made her white, but she was kind of an evil character, had definitely some nefarious means, pretty selfish in some ways, so we made her white-black. Selenia is the first legendary angel. Gabriel Angelfire technically is the first, but it was angel in flavor. The first one that, as we published it, was an angel. Like I said, it says counts as an angel, which is the weird way we had to count it as an angel back in the day. But anyway, Selenia is the first sort of we designed it to be and printed as a legendary angel. So what happens at this point, we've now started to establish angels are a pretty iconic thing. Like I said, if you look at all the large sets, Ice Age, Mirage, Tempest, that's, 3 years of sets, but large set comes out and there's an angel there. And even some smaller sets like Visions and stuff have their angel in them. So we really are starting to establish what's going on. Okay, next we get to Stronghold, Warrior Angel. 4 white-white for a 3/4 flying angel. For each 1 damage Warrior Angel deals, gain 1 life. Okay, so you start to see Lifelink show up here. So Lifelink, the first card, well, there was a black creature in Arabian Nights that had the written out, but kind of like Lifelink. And then there's a card called Spirit Link in Legends that had a similar ability to Lifelink. But anyway, we like the idea. This is us starting to tie the idea of maybe angels to life. You'll see a lot of, one of the things whenever you have a creature that you're doing a lot of, you want to give some identity to it mechanically, but give yourself some space. So angels can be warriors, so they can be good at fighting. They tend to fly almost always. They can be protective. They can protect you. They can protect your things. They can protect themselves. And also we've tied them a bit to life gain. So you see like stuff like life link or life gain or things that care about life start to show up. So next, in Portal, this must be Second Age, Angel of Fury, Angel of Mercy. So 4 white-white for 3/5 flying angel. If Angel of Fury is put into your graveyard from play, you may choose to shuffle Angel of Fury into your library. In Angel of Mercy, 4 and white flying, when Angel of Mercy comes into play from your hand, you gain 3 life. Angel of Mercy is one of those cards, I think we've reprinted it quite a bit. Yes, we have. So, like, it started in Portal Second Age, but started in 1999, Invasion, 8th Edition, 9th Edition, 10th Edition. It ended up being a kind of nice, clean, simple, cool angel. The idea that it comes and it kind of heals you, the player, by giving you life. Okay, so then we get to Urza's Saga. Okay, so probably the most famous one for Urza's Saga is Herald of Essera. 2 white-white for a 3/4 flying echo. Attacking does not cause Herald of Essera to tap. So it's got flying and vigilance with echo. Now, the weird thing here is kind of funny. It's slightly cheaper than Sarah Angel, although, so essentially it's a 3/4 Sarah Angel, so Sarah Angel's 4/4, but for 1 less mana. But you gotta pay the echo. You have to pay the cost again, so it's not particularly a strong creature, but it's definitely us. You can see that we start modeling, like this is a rare angel. You start to see that one of the things we're doing is expecting for a rare angel to show up. Now, Urza's Saga, interestingly, also has a bunch of lower rarity angels. There's Angelic Page at Common. One white, flying, 1/1, tap, target attacking creature gets +1/+1 to end of turn. There's Voice of Grace and Voice of Law, which were two uncommons. They both were 3W22s that had protection from a color. Voice of Grace had protection from black, Voice of Law had protection from red. So that's white's enemies. So you see protection is a big thing that starts showing up. I'm going to start skipping around here a little bit just because I don't need to talk about every angel. The next one of note is Radiant Archangel, which shows up in Urza's Legacy. So Radiant is a legendary creature. 3W summon legend, flying. Radiant Archangel counts as an angel, so she's a legendary angel. Attacking doesn't cause Radiant to tap, so she has vigilance. Radiant gets +1/+1 for each other creature with flying in play. So Radiant, in the story, Urza needed an energy source, and he realizes that there's this artificial plane called Sarah's Realm that Sarah had made, where a lot of the Sarah angels live, or some of them. And he realizes that it's unstable and that it will eventually collapse. Not currently, but that. So he decides that he's going to prematurely collapse it so that he can get the energy out of it because he needs the energy to fight the Phyrexians or whatever. And Radiant is the leader of the angels and like, no. You can't do that. And he's like, no, I'm doing it. I'm just telling you to leave because I don't want anybody, I don't want people to die. So get out of here. I'm collapsing the world. And Radiant refused to leave. So Radiant, I think, is the second legendary angel, Gabriel Angelfire exists. It is a legend. It is flavors an angel. We did not label an angel until much, much later. So as far as we made an angel, it's a legendary angel. We meant to be an angel. It says on it, angel. Radiant was the second one. Radiant's more interesting, by the way. I mean, it's kind of funny that the first two angels we make that are legendary, both of them definitely have a darker side to them. Radiant was trying to save her home. I mean, there's some argument that Urza's the bad guy here, but she definitely is a little on the rough side. But once again, you'll see, it's funny, angels are very influenced by Sarah angels. Vigilance becomes a common reoccurrence on angels. Flying is a given. And here, you can see what we're doing is we're trying to make the first angel that it's a build-around deck. And because there weren't enough angels yet, we didn't give it +1/+1 for other angels. We said flying because there just weren't enough angels yet. And there weren't enough small angels to make the deck work. So by caring about flyers, it was the first kind of angel build-around deck that gave you enough tools to make an angel deck, but secretly it kind of had to be an angel and white flyer deck. Or it didn't even have to be mono-white. Just give you something to build around. Okay, so at this point, by the way, you'll notice that most sets have an angel in it. In Urza's Destiny, we make Voice of Duty and Voice of Reason, which are the protection from blue and protection of green versions of the Voice of Grace and Voice of Law. It's a cycle in that it's white getting protection from every other color. I think we eventually made a protection from white one, I think, but not during this year. At this point, angels are clearly the white's iconic, meaning that we make them in most sets. It's something the players look forward to, we found that what an iconic is a creature that embodies the essence of what the color is. And white is very about protection and healing and, morality and being lawful. And the angels really came to be the epitome of sort of that, especially sort of on the morality end of things, of standing for what is right and fighting for the right cause and stuff. Okay, next up, I'm going to zoom through it a little bit. We have Raya Dawbringer. That's another legendary creature. So we like making legendary angels. They're kind of fun. Raya Dawbringer is, what's that? Is she from? She's from Invasion. So she is, 6W. So 9 mana total, 3 of which is white. She's a 4/6 flying creature. She's a legendary angel. At the time, an angel legend, because legend wasn't yet a super type. At the beginning of your upkeep, you may return target creature card from your graveyard to play. So Raya is, I think, still pretty popular. Like I said, we've shifted away from white just reanimating anything. We do it on rare occasion. But the idea of white sort of bringing things back is another flavor that we've played from time to time. So I will note also in Invasion, we have Crypt Angel. Four and a black, 3/3 angel, flying protection from white. When Crypt Angel comes into play, return target blue or red card from your graveyard to your hand. This is the second black angel we make. So clearly since then, there's a lot of white angels. There's some gold cards that are white and another color. And there's white and blue, there's white and black. But this is the first time we get a second mono black angel happens in Invasion. And I think black is the second color that you most often see angels in. It's second by a big gap. But something about dark angels, there's definitely a lot in Resonant of dark angels. By the way, I did forget something. In Prophecy, I forgot that we made Copperleaf Angel. This is the first artifact angel that's not a color, a colorless angel. It costs 5 mana for 2/2 flying. Tap, sacrifice X land, put X +1/+1 counters on Copperleaf Angel. Prophecy had a land sacking theme. So what else is next? So Desolation Angel shows up in Apocalypse. So 3 black for 5/4 angel flying. It's got kicker white. When Desolate Angel comes into play, destroy all lands you control. If you pay the kicker cost, destroy all lands instead. So the idea is it's a 5 mana 5/4 that destroys all your lands. But if for 7 mana for 3 black, white, it becomes a 5/4 that destroys everybody's lands. Okay, next up, a very popular angel, Lightning Angel. Also from Apocalypse. So it is 1 red, white, blue. So this is the first 3-color angel. First 3-color angel and first legendary 3-color angel. So it's a 3/4 flying haste. Attacking doesn't cause lightning. Vigilance. It's got flying haste and vigilance. You know, by the way, it's red, white, and blue. Red is the color of haste. White is the color of vigilance. And blue was the main color of flying. I understand the white also has some flyers. But anyway, the idea is there's 3 abilities and each ability can tie to one of the colors. It's not as clean as possible because flying definitely overlaps white and blue quite a bit. We have a Wayward Angel. Wayward Angel was in Odyssey. 4 white, so 5 mana, 6 mana total, 2 which is white. 4/4 flyer, vigilance. Threshold, Wayward Angel gets +2/+3 and is black, has trample, and has at the beginning of your upkeep, sacrifice a creature. So you can see us messing around with... Threshold will be used to be transformational. And so Threshold meant that if you have 7 or more cards in your graveyard. And so the idea was this was an angel that falls and becomes a dark angel. And so you definitely see some of that. Okay, the next angel of note is a Chroma, Angel of Wrath. So this is from Onslaught. I think it's actually, does she show up in Legion? She shows up in Legion, the middle set. The Legions is the all creature set. So a Chroma, Angel of Wrath, 5 white, so 8 mana total, 3 is white, 6/6, flying, first strike, trample, haste, vigilance, protection from black, protection from red. Vigilance was written out at the time, for those who care. So what happened was, we went through a big fight on a Chroma. In the story, she is the antagonist, Ixidor, makes dreams her up. And she has a giant fight against Phage. And the idea is Phage kills anything she touches. Kamal. Kamal's sister Jessica gets turned into Phage. Anyway, there's a giant fight. They end up getting merged together. But anyway, the idea of a Chroma was that she couldn't die because she didn't really exist. She didn't live. So if she got killed, she can get reborn. So I fought really hard for her to have a completely different ability and play into the story because I loved the idea of the woman with the deadly touch and the woman that can't be killed, the angel that can't be killed. But I lost that fight. We ended up making what we call a kitchen sink card, which has lots and lots of abilities. It's the first time we had made this kind of kitchen sink card and it was crazy popular. We actually did a survey at one point where we had 64 of the top legendary creatures fight off against each other in a head-to-head. Every day people would vote. And anyway, the winner was a Chroma. So people liked a Chroma. Okay, next up, Platinum Angel. So this is Mirrodin. So Platinum Angel is an artifact, our second artifact angel. 7/4 artifact creature angel flying. You can't lose the game and your opponent can't win the game. So the story of this card is we commissioned the art before we knew what the card was going to do. We said, oh, we're on Metal World. You know what? It'd be awesome. What's more iconic You know, let's make an angel and make a metal angel. So we loved the idea. We commissioned the art. We had no idea what we were going to do with it when we commissioned the art, but we're like, hey, we'll figure it out. And then we came up with this idea of can't lose the game. And it seemed like very splashy and very sexy. And so that became the Platinum Angel. Next up, Razia. So Razia is from Raziel Boris Archangel. 4 red, red, white, white, 6/3, legendary creature, angel. Flying, vigilance, haste. Tap the next 3 damage to be dealt to target creature you control this turn is dealt to another target creature instead. So she redirects damage. So when we made Ravnica, one of the things we wanted to do is make sure that the guilds had some definition to them. And so we said is, well, if every guild has access to all the creatures, it'll feel very samey. So we said, okay, instead of every white guild having access to angels, what if we limit it? So we limited it to 2. We said the Boros could have angels, and we said the Orzhov could have angels. That sort of made sense. It felt like angels are kind of like these warriors. Well, let's give it to the warrior race, the Boros. And angels have this sort of dark side. Well, let's give them to the Orzhov that has that sort of dark side. So Razia was made. And then what was the middle set? In Guild Pact. In Guild Pact, we made Angel Despair. 3 white, white, black, black, 5/5 flying. When Angel Despair comes into play, destroy target permanent. This is also a pretty popular card. But you can see, we sort of make like Razia and the Angel Despair of really cementing that these are the two guilds that you can see angels in on Ravnica. Okay, next up, Sarah Avenger. So this is Time Spiral. White, white, 3/3. You can't play Sarah Avenger during your first, second, or third turns of the game. Flying Vigilance. So one of the themes of Time Spiral was time. So we like the idea that this creature was limited by time. It was very cheap, but you couldn't play it early. Anyway, I like this design. This one didn't end up seeing as much play as I was hoping it would. It saw some play, but... Okay, next, Malak of the Dawn. 2 white, white for a 2/4 flying angel. White, 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 regenerate Malak of the Dawn. This is a weird card. I talked about this in my color shifting. So this is the card Ghost Ship, shifted over into white in Planar Chaos. And white was the color of regeneration in Planar Chaos, in that color pie. So it was just a very weird, quirky card. Okay, also showing up in Planar Chaos was a chroma, Angel of Fury. So we took some famous legendary creatures and did what-ifs with them. So this is, well, Angel of Wrath already was a weird white card that had the word had wrath in it, which is like anger, which is more of a red thing. So what if she got a little angrier? So 5 red, 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 6/6. Legendary creature, angel. A chroma, angel, fury, can't be countered. Flying, trample, protection from white, protection from blue. It's got fire breathing, so it gets red mana for +1, +0, end of turn. And it's got morph for 3 red, red, red. So the idea is we wanted to make a red version of it. We made it cost the same, so it's 5 and 3 colored mana, the red, red, and white. And then we sort of lined it up and like, okay, it has certain abilities. It had like flying and trample. Yeah, it's flying and trample. But then it had protection from colors, but it's the opposite of it color rather than protection. The white one had protection from black and red. So this is white and blue because the opposite of red. But anyway, we also, we gave it morph. So even though it had an 8 mana cost, you could actually get it a little bit cheaper. The reason that we made the Achroma, by the way, was when Achroma won the head-to-head thing we had done, we decided that what we were going to do was somehow have Achroma show up all through Time Spiral. So Achroma was on the bonus sheet, the time-shifted sheet in Time Spiral. An altered version of her was made in Planar Chaos, and the memorial to her that granted all the abilities of the original Achroma to all your creatures was made in Future Sight. So I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, well, I'm almost to my desk here. So let's see. Let me look real quickly to see if any other angels that I want to... Oh, Baneslayer Angel. Okay, Baneslayer seems a good place to wrap up for now of my angel side. Maybe I'll see what people think of this. Maybe I'll do Angels Part 2 if people want to hear more about angels. But anyway, I'm going to end with Baneslayer Angel. So Baneslayer Angel, 3WW, 5/5, flying first strike, lifelink, protection from demons and from dragons. It was in M10, 2010, Magic 2010. This was a set that Aaron kind of redefined what it meant to be a core set. We started having new cards for the first time in a core set. And so they made this Baneslayer Angel. Now, originally, it was flying... I think it was Flying Vigilance, Lifelink, Protection from Demons, Protection Dragons, 3WW. And we said, oh, come on, Sarah Angel's in the set. Don't make it strictly better than Sarah Angel. So we convinced him to change it from Vigilance to First Strike, just to make it a little bit different. I mean, look, the card's better than Sarah. But this was us really kind of pushing. This is definitely one of the most pushed of our Angels. But the idea was that we were really... Magic 2010 was trying to make very, let's reimagine what it was to be the core set. Wanted to make some bold new cards. And anyway, this was fun. I really love Protection from Demons and Dragons. It's what we call trinket text, and that it's more flavor than functional, but there have definitely been environments where it really did matter that had protection from, usually dragons is the one that mattered more, but it is the kind of thing that it doesn't often matter. It's really flavorful, but every once in a while it comes up and it matters and it's pretty cool. So anyway, that is me talking about Angels. So if you guys like this, maybe I can do another Angels. I only got up through Magic 2010, so there's some Angels left to talk about. But anyway, I can see my desk. So we all know what that means. I mean, this is the end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic. So anyway, guys, glad you joined me for my trip through Angels today. But it's time for me to go, so I will see you next time. Bye-bye.